Can't you see I'm busy? I thought I told Officer Reyes to not let anyone dis... Oh, it's you. Come in. Don't be shy. Sorry for snapping at you. I'm still trying to settle in, as you can see. Yeah, no joke. I don't even know why Vault-Tec gave us so much stuff. I understand stockpiling rations, but do we really need 100 boxes of sweet rolls? No. You don't understand. 100 boxes. There's more stored in the room across the hall. Sure, we can preserve food for much longer with the technological advancements Vault-Tec made, but we've got food and water for way more than what our calculated stay in this vault is. You're right. It's good to have more just in case. I'm just confused. Why put these boxes in my office and not in the kitchen? It won't be good for my figure to have them so nearby. Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment about my looks. It's okay. I liked it. I just didn't expect that from you, that's all. Don't apologize for speaking your mind. That is, if you did mean it, did you? Good. I like honest people. My role of overseer came from years of training, from managing small virtual communities to making life-changing decisions under pressure. This role I've been assigned came from all those sleepless nights, dedicated at bettering myself, but I can't succeed without good, honest people like yourself. After all, the fate of humanity rests on us, vault dwellers. That's the name given to those living in the vaults. You see, Vault Dweller is the overarching name, but when you really want to be specific, be more than just a off-brand title given to us by a company like Vault-Tec, we've all got a role. For example, I'm the overseer. They who oversee everything. From the medical crew to the janitor, I know the ins and outs of this vault and how it functions, including the people living in it. Oh no, I don't do schedules and spreadsheets. I have a secretary for that. I'm a busy woman and dealing with things so trivial aren't my thing. I'd rather set my eyes on the real prize. I'm doing it again, aren't I? Talking your ear off, poor thing. Walking in here hoping I'd answer your questions, but instead getting little old me complaining about sweet rolls. Come take a seat. So, what reason did you give Officer Reyes for her to let you in? She is out there, right? Good. I hate when subordinates slack on the job. We can't afford to house people who can't pull their own weight. Not that we have those here. I've done profile checks on everyone, and they all seem like people I want to build the future with. Of course, I ran a background check on you. I hope you don't feel offended or violated. It's simply protocol. Well, I'm not really allowed to say, but I feel you're able to keep secrets. Just don't tell the others. I checked your work experience, your home life, if you had a significant other, various fluid tests, just typical stuff, really. Nothing out of the ordinary to get admittance to the vault. Does that answer your question, or did you have something else to ask? You're not going to burden me, I promise. In fact, it'll help take my mind off my own troubles. Talk to me. Yes. It has been a few days. Plenty of time to get some level of comfort. Why do you feel like you're not fitting in? You're the only male here. Before I go any further, I need to ask. You signed a form a few months back, correct? Now, where did I put that? I should have a copy somewhere. No. Ah, there it is. Now, let's see. You did sign it. Now, my next question is, did you read it? I figured. A salesman shows up and doesn't let you have the papers, so you've got that pressure to skim it while he stands there in the doorway. If you're okay with it, we could go through the form together. Good. Now, let's see. I'll ignore the usual Vault Tech speech about them being a leader in the industry and the walls. Not like they've got competition in that field. Oh, here we go. While many of our vaults have various purposes that may or may not better the scientific community and its bowl of knowledge, Vault 68 and Vault 69 have the continuation of humanity as its primary focus. We will not disclose other vaults that may share the ideology of reproduction, homo sapiens in nature or not. Vault 69 and its occupants will partake in a study concerning the relationships formed by isolation one male with 999 females, whereas Vault 68 will have the sex roles swapped. This... Hey, sweetie, you look like you just saw a ghost. Let me fetch you a glass of water. Here, take a drink. Go slow. That's it. Better? I know it's a lot to take in. Your suspicions were right, though. You are the only male in this vault. Wouldn't that be a good thing, though? Think about it. The concept of competing against other males to court a female are removed entirely from the picture. That isn't to say that you're bad looking. All I'm saying is that the women here will have fun between themselves, or they'll be coming to you if they want a cock to fuck them senseless. You seem surprised at my choice of words. Just because I'm the overseer doesn't mean I have to be chase. I can let loose. And trust me, I plan to show you that side of me very often. In fact, now that you know your role, I think I should be the one to see how you perform. Unzip your jumpsuit. I'm not asking again. Unzip your jumpsuit. Officer Reyes, please come in here. I need your assistance. Seems like our toy refuses to comply with my orders. No, I gave you a chance, so this is necessary. Stand up or Officer Reyes will use force. Now put your hands behind your back. Are the cuffs too tight? Why are vault... jumpsuits, one big zipper. They really should have made it a shirt with pants. Your body looks even better without the jumpsuit covering it. Well, the parts that I can see. I don't need to take it off you. Just need access to what's really important. Sit on my desk, since your hands are bound behind you. Good boy. Officer Reyes, you may leave now. I don't want an audience. It'll distract his performance. Now leave. You have no idea how difficult it was to keep the girls in check when they realized you were the only male. Having to tell nearly 1,000 women that they would have to share you, well, I could feel their frustrations. We picked women who were single. I'm not a monster. I don't want to separate families, unlike Vault-Tec. No. If I was overseer, I wanted single women. Women who had to learn that the open market that they had gone. It's only you now. They'll just have to compete against themselves. You'll love it. They'll prove to you that they're the best fuck. Thing is, they don't realize they can't stay with you because there's many, many more women waiting their turn with you. Shh, you're trembling. Nervous. I'll make sure that you're up to standard. I'll train you. And I know that you'll enjoy it, so please, don't be nervous. Most men would kill to be in your shoes. Yes, they would. You're a lucky... good... boy. Truth is, I didn't want a stud. Even if the experiment of this vault is reproduction. No. I want a submissive toy that I can mold and show the other girls how well I've trained you. They'll have their turn with you. All of them will with time. But you'll always be mine. Speaking of what's mine, that cock is just jumping with need. At least he isn't shy. A tight, firm grip on this magnificent cock to let him know he belongs to me. Isn't that right, pet? You're starting to truly understand your role. I like it when my toy is compliant. You wouldn't want to get on my bad side now, would you? Yes, who? No, not ma'am. You'll call me mistress. Now try again. Yes, who? Good boy. Such a very good boy. Pleasing your mistress like that. You'll call me mistress even when the others are around. It'll remind them that you're my good boy. My pet. My property. They can play with my toy, but at the end of the day, he's mine. Your cock got even harder. You like the idea of being all mine? I think you deserve a reward for all my teasing. I think I'm going to simply make my way down your chest. Drag my nails over your thighs. Get that blood flowing. Just relax. Let me take care of you. You're free to enjoy this. As long as you don't come. Such a good cock. My God. That's it. Agree with me. Call me mistress. Be my good boy. Good point. nice and hard. You seem ready, but I'm not. On your knees, pet. In the future, you'll be the one pulling my panties out from under my skirt. straddling your face will become one of your daily tasks. At least with me. You know what to do, pet. That's it. Oh, fuck. You're good with that tongue. So good. Oh, good boy. Stop. I want to come with your cock inside me. I want to share our first orgasm in this vault. Together. that's right. I'll be the first you're going to breed. All these bitches will have a constant reminder of who's in charge when they see your baby crying inside me before they even get a chance at you themselves. Stand up. Officer Reyes, get in here immediately. Remove his cuffs. I want him to fuck a baby into me. now leave us. Go to the cafeteria or something. We'll be loud. I think she's going to tell the other girls that I'm here first. God, it'll help my status as overseer. I hope those cuffs weren't too tight. You'll be doing the work from now on. I'll lay down on the couch. Come into my arms, bud. That's it. Climb on top of me. Good boy. Your neck is so close. And your cock is just sliding across my pussy lips. Just itching to slide right in. You want this, don't you? And go for it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck yes. Be a good boy and fuck me. Oh, just imagine the power that you hold. The only male in a vault. Oh, with nearly 1,000 females. Breeding them. Giving them big round bellies. Giving them breasts full of milk. Leaking it every hour. Giving them life for the future. Put in your seed deep inside us. A seed that'll grow and grow. I can't wait to get pregnant. I want your babies. Don't hold back. Fuck me harder. Please. Pound me like the world depends on it. That's it. Oh, fuck. You're a natural. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're the perfect candidate. I'm so glad I picked you. I'm almost there. I'll count down. When I reach one, I want you to come inside me. Can you be a good boy and do that for me? Good boy. Hold on, okay? try every single day. Nine. If not by me, then I'll be sure the girls will. Eight. You'll breed us all. Seven. We'll build a new world together. Six. Five. You're mine, but I'll let you keep a harem. I'll keep the girls in check. As long as you keep my pussy filled. Four. I'll take care of your sore cock after hours. Constant fucking. Three. I'm right on the edge. Be a good boy and get ready. Two. Oh, my pussy will single drop. One. Come inside me. Give me all of your seed. Come, 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 come. That's it. Oh, good boy. I'm breathy. I'm gone. Good boy. So well, you gave me such a big load. You'll make so many babies with so many different women. Some won't even get their turn in the first year. It'll be some time before I even allow you to have any favorites. You'll need to fuck all of them at least once to get some idea, but... Your mistress will help you breed this entire vault. No matter how long it takes for the vault to open. And trust me, it's not anytime soon. Now, shh, just rest with me. I'll keep your cock warm in my tight little pussy. I'll let you fuck the other girls until the vault opens, but... I want you in my bed. Like this. With your cock keeping me plugged full of your cum every single night. Do you understand? Every single night. Good boy. No. Rest with me. Hmm.